KQED News, I'm Rachel Miro. A new law that goes into effect today will expand mental health care access to young people on Medi-Cal. Under the law, low-income teens age 12 and up will now be able to seek mental health counseling without their parents' consent. Joy Alafia is the executive director of the California Association of Marriage and Family Therapists, which lobbied for the legislation. She says it builds on a previous law that only extended that right to young people who have private health insurance.
This law is important because it eliminates disparities in mental health care access by economic class and enables all youth, again, regardless of income, to receive the support that they need.
Approximately half of all youth in California are on Medi-Cal, and that number is higher for youth of color. As of today, one of the longest-running immigration settlements in history, in place since 1997, no longer applies to the vast majority of unaccompanied children in federal custody. On Friday, a federal judge here in California agreed with the Biden administration to let up on court oversight of the Health and Human Services Department, which takes custody of migrant children from Border Patrol. UC Davis Law School Dean Kevin Johnson says court oversight was always limited due to budget constraints.
If there's a problem in the future, we'll likely see advocates go to court and ask for increased monitoring again.
Lawyers for child migrants argue that's exactly what they expect will happen, especially if Donald Trump wins the next election. I'm Rachel Miro, KQED News.